Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas, and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels and Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, are back this week and we're taking a look at beautiful Croatia and Montenegro. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Great, Trina. How are
Hi,
you?
Trina.
So big demand for these locations now for holidays.
Yeah, Croatia and Montenegro have become really popular. Now, Croatia, I suppose a lot over the last few years, everybody kind of read about Dubrovnik and over tourism, you know, got very busy, especially with cruises. But they've kind of tried to fix that. When you travel outside of that area, or if you stay outside Dubrovnik, it's absolutely stunning. And I've been there a few times, Sarah has as well. And it's the real, it's that Adriatic, Mediterranean, beautiful type holiday. And I must say, it's always gorgeous to go back there.
I couldn't agree more. Loved it. And I would agree with Ed about it being very busy in Dubrovnik in the summer. But I was in Dubrovnik again last October and it was absolutely fantastic. There was zero crowds. We walked right around the walls with nobody around, clear blue skies. Flights were cheap as chips and it was just the best time to go. So I would say if you do want to see Dubrovnik, definitely go off peak. But also you can also combine it with the summer holiday where you can stay in a lot of the resorts just outside, which are much quieter, like Savtat or Lapad or any of these lovely places, and just get the ferry in and out. So when the crowds are gone during the day, you can get the ferry in the evening or get the ferry in early in the morning, and so you can still experience Dubrovnik, still see it, but just be staying in one of the lovely beach resorts on the outskirts.
Price wise, what's it like? Because it has become much more popular, so you kind of think, oh, that means the prices have gone sky high.
Yeah, I mean, as Sarah was saying there, it depends when you go as well. Croatia Tours here as well, croatia.ie, they have direct charter flights that they do to Mostar every year, which is not actually, it's just Bosnia, but they use it for different pilgrimages, but they use it for Croatia as well. And then like Ryanair and Lingus, all the different airlines like from here, they all fly there as well. So in summertime it can be expensive. Now those companies, Tropical Skies, well, they package up, they have very good deals. But the hotel, the one, Sarah, that I stayed in, Savtat, you mentioned there, I think it was called the Hotel Croatia, I think it was a 5-star hotel, and the most beautiful balconies and views over the Adriatic and a beautiful little town. So it depends, if you don't stay in Dubrovnik and stuff, you can get some really good deals.
It definitely depends. I found when we were there in Dubrovnik, it was pricey enough for drinks and things like that. One of the things that kind of shocked me was that they charged you €40 to walk the walls. Like, there was no guide or anything. Like, you just...
What?
Like, yeah,
jeez,
when I was
where the phrase up the walls comes from.
I was kind of completely taken aback because when we were there the last time, it was free. You know,
are you sure now, Sarah? It wasn't just some chancer there. You know, remember the Lockhart men in Dublin who be charging you for parking outside on a normal public street.
I swear,
were you
to
done,
God,
Sarah? I think you were done.
Shocking.
I felt like it, and we had the kids with us as well, and we were like, I was trying to pretend Luke, who's like, you know, doesn't look remotely 14, was trying to pretend they were younger than they were. But it was €40 a head, like. And I expected you to have a guide showing us around, literally just to do a walk. So yeah. I do think, I know, in fairness to people at Dubrovnik, they can't win. They're trying to limit the number of tourists, so they're driving up prices, but it's not stopping people coming because it's such a gorgeous place. But look, that's just one thing. There's lots of free things to do and just walking around the city is beautiful. But I did find, you know, drink prices and things had increased. But again, I'm told if you travel off season, the prices do come down. And again, if you stay in some of the quieter, less busy resorts, you won't pay those kind of prices.
I'm still trying to get my head around the €40 a head to walk the walls.
And
I'm just thinking, surely the fella knocks off at about 6:30. you'd be heading off home. You'd be able to sneak in then.
Yeah, climbing the walls to get up.
No, honest to God, they close the gates at 8:00. It's just bizarre. Only that when we were there in October, I kind of said, well, we'll never get this opportunity where we've clear blue skies and not a sinner in the place. So we just had to do it. I had to pay it. I can't remember. I think I got a small discount for the kids, but definitely paid €40 for myself and my husband. Wow. And I think it might have been 120 for the four of us. But like, it was absolutely ridiculous. And I probably justified it because of work and whatever. But but no, that was nuts. But in saying that, look, it's just an iconic, cool place to go. And I would still, it wouldn't stop me from recommending anybody to go to Dubrovnik, particularly if you go off peak when you get the great deals in the the hotels and, yeah. and you don't have the crowds. It's a stunning, it's like stepping into a fairy tale. It's really, and you know, it's so well preserved, you know, for such a medieval city that was bombed and it's like it was just built, you know, it looks like it's in a Disney movie. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
So like, you know, despite the ridiculous price to walk the walls, I'd still say it was worth it.
Will you talk to me about the Mostar, the day trip that you did? It was a long enough day, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of day trips you can do from Croatia, from all the resorts, really. Montenegro was probably the most popular, but Mostar is actually probably the biggest surprise. The old city of Mostar, Bosnia-Herzegovina, I can never say that right. You've got that iconic bridge that you probably wouldn't.
Oh, it's yeah, the Instagram bridge.
If you Google it, you'll see it. There's mosques and medieval churches, and then you've got your cobble streets, and it's just very, very scenic and complete opposite in Zagars. It's so cheap. The whole day trip was €39 and it was like 12 hours. And then you stop at these Krivitska waterfalls on the way back, 25 meters high, 20 different waterfalls. So it's a fabulous day trip. It's a long day trip, but it's fabulous and it's superb value. And it's, you know, for people who like to scratch countries off their bucket list, it's a whole new country to see.
And the one place I wanted to mention as well, Trina, Hvar, H-V-A-R. This is an island and it's a town and it's one of the most famous spots in Croatia. And if you look it up, you'll see why. It's got that sort of quintessential crystal clear Adriatic water. It's one of the cleanest in Europe. Beautiful old town, marble streets, Venetian architecture. And then you can go on little boat trips, island hopping to the Pakleni Islands, which is gorgeous. But they have lavender fields and vineyards there. And it's kind of like, it's as if you went and you thought you had died and you'd gone to heaven or paradise or something. It's one of the sunniest places in Europe as well. It's something for everyone. It has beach, culture, nightlife and nature all in one place. It's very popular. Sarah was saying earlier there about crowds as well, but it's a place everyone goes to because it's absolutely gorgeous, Hvar, and it's not far as well from Dubrovnik.
Anywhere else you'd recommend to go while there?
Well, Montenegro, Ed, you were in there as well. We went into it literally directly. Savtat is a place I stayed in, and Ed, I definitely recommend staying there. It's a really, really gorgeous little town. I think Bono said it was his favourite place to holiday, and you can just get the ferry into Dubrovnik, but it's actually beside the Montenegro border.
Yeah.
So you can just hop over the border and do a day trip to Kotor, where it's the only place in Europe where there's the southern fjords.
That's right, yeah. It's like Norway in the Mediterranean. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous medieval old town, a walled town, stunning to walk around. That's a definite must, a day trip for me, as far as I like that. A lot of cruise ships stop there as well. And if you talk to anybody, they'll always say it's one of their favourite stops on a cruise. It's a beautiful, beautiful city.
And Budva is another one that's absolutely gorgeous. It's again, what I couldn't get over as well, sir, was like, it has the euro for years, right? It's just so affordable. And when you talk about prices that are like, you know, 150 for coffees in different places, Montenegro is so like really, really cheap. Now, Budva, that sits on the Adriatic as well. It's one of Montenegro's main seaside resorts. Gorgeous little Venetian type feel. You're talking sort of Italian meets Mediterranean feel to it there. Big marinas, yachts, that kind of summer, almost like the south of France buzz to it. And then from there, there's another beautiful place called Sveti Stefan, which is one of the most photographed spots in Europe, and you'll see why when you go there. It sounds like a tennis player, Sveti Stefan, but it's an absolute one of the most photographed spots in Europe, believe it or not, right? And it's also, they call Budva the Ibiza, or Ibiza, some people say, of the Balkans, because it has a big nightlife scene as well, beach clubs, DJs. I mean, the music there is fab. It's very nice, younger crowd, sort of in the peak of summer as well. But there's a quiet, romantic side as well, like, to which, you know, you don't have to go in July and August. Budva, it's a fab spot. Swimming, that Adriatic water, boat trips, all of that stuff, as Sarah said there, Qatar, stunning, more refined. And then another beautiful place, Perast, a small place, Perast, beautiful. This place is one of the most undiscovered regions, really, of Europe. And you know, Trina, you were saying there recently about prices are kind of a bit crazy in the traditional spots. You still find great value here. Now, you can hire a car in Dubrovnik and drive down into Montenegro. Just make sure that you get the green card, because you're leaving Europe, you know, technically speaking. So just, you know, just make sure that you have your kind of, you do that when you rent the car. Anyway, it's a great place to go and no problem to get there at all.
That's the whole thing about that whole region. If you fly into Dubrovnik, you know, you've got all the beach resorts along the coast. You can go to Mostar, you can go to Montenegro, but also, like, there's so many islands in Croatia. I think there's like 1200 officially. I think 70 of them are officially classed as islands, but there's like so many islands. Like, you can just do island hopping, you can do yacht cruises. There's so much to see and do. do. It's rare someone would go to Croatia and just, you know, flop on the beach for a week, because there's just so much to see and do along there. That's just one coastline. You've got Split, you've got Zadar, you've got Zagreb. I know, Ed, I think you were in some of the other areas as well.
Yeah, Vodice, which is like the word for water in Croatia, like that is another stunning place. The food was phenomenal there. Again, when you go outside, sort of, you know, that'd be sort of like going to, I don't know what you describe it as, you know, but it would be like a little town outside of, you know, in Ireland, rural town somewhere, but on the coast. I did just want to mention as well, Zagreb, because it is a fantastic city. It's Prague meets Budapest meets Vienna. There's, I think there's 1,200 or 1,500 at least cafes there. And it's the kind of place you think I'd live here for a month or 2 months, no problem. Everything is so affordable. And again, different type of cuisine. I mean, you're not on the coast there, but it's one best Christmas market. If you want to just include it in an overall Croatia trip, it's definitely a super one to do, but maybe not in the peak of summer.
I think that's one thing that people don't realise, is that there's flights to Dubrovnik, obviously from Dublin, but there's also flights to Zadar from Dublin and Cork. There's flights to Split and there's flights to Zagreb. There's actually lots of flights to different airports in Croatia. So there's just so much to explore besides, you know, away from the traditional Dubrovnik coastline. So yes, make sure you put Croatia on your radar.
Because it's such a long country, as I said, it has a huge coastline and it's there, sit there, all the islands. So it is brilliant. But Split is like history meets buzz. Zagreb is the cool capital. Hvar is glam and sun. You know, Zadar are underrated. So this, there, it is just, there's so much. And we didn't even talk about Sibenik, where they filmed Game of Thrones. I was there as well, Sarah and Trina, and like, what a beautiful place. And again, waterfalls, the Kirka waterfalls nearby are unbelievable. But you'd want about four programmes to cover it all, but you know, honestly, it's fab.
Okay, well, it sounds beautiful. Croatia and Montenegro, do have a look there. Beautiful places and good value destinations in Europe right now as well. Ed and Sarah, we'll chat to you next week.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.